This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now I know. Oh, and look at this text. Have you noticed Trump has an extensive relationship with KGB, Soviet politicians, and Russian politicians more than any USA president? And no, I haven't. And no, you haven't either. But you just go right on believing that, okay? You go right on believing that. That's all the attention you get today there, Doomer. Do you think, I know that you and I were deep into the whole politics thing and all this other stuff, and do you think normal people are listening to the Democrats and their affiliated lunatics? I mean, I'm listening to them, and you're probably listening to them because we're deep inside the whole political world. But I have to wonder, are normal people paying any attention at all to these circus freaks and their incessant hyperbolic whining, mewling, and complaining? I don't know. I've been too busy lately to spend a lot of time around normal people, but I do see some indicators. About 76% of people who listened to Donald Trump's speech on the other night loved it. Now, Americans never agree on 76% of anything. They don't agree that puppies and cheeseburgers are great. And yet 76% agreed that he did a good job. And it didn't help that the Democrats acted like complete idiots and embarrassed themselves. But still, out there in the real world, what are people actually thinking? It didn't hurt that they acted like complete idiots. But social media twists things. It provides a soapbox for a few really smart people and a huge loudspeaker for a much greater number of morons, complete morons. And it's like there's an IQ test to join social media, and you only get admitted if you fail it. Not if you come in with a low score, but just fail. And look at the kind of thing you see on X lately. And it's not just from Americans. You got a bunch of Canadians wearing, you know, waving their goofy maple leaf flag like the biggest butchest bunch of Tim Horton loving igloo jockey patriots ever to grace their godforsaken wilderness of snow and mooses. Yet just a month ago, their timelines were full of heartfelt sobbing about how Canada was built on the bones of genocided indigenous peoples. Patriotism used to be the last refuge to the scoundrel, but now it's the last refuge of the sexually unsatisfied SSRI-ridden Chardonnay woman and the hapless femboys who make up much of our globalist elite. And then there's the Europeans. Well, actually, they're third world barbarians that they imported. They're taking them, or at least their women, so that's kind of a done deal. They've gotten uppity now that America's told them they've got to defend themselves and that if they want to supply Ukraine, they're free to do so on their own. They they're really showing us. They promised to defend themselves and to supply Ukraine on their own. And take that, Donald Trump. Here's exactly what you asked for. That'll show you. And their latest tantrum has been about J.D. Vance, who's not having any of this stuff. And according to the posh, fussy Brits, and yes, they do exist, I'm half one of them, who is either stupid or think you and our fellow subjects are stupid by pointing out the UK's total lack of any meaningful military, the Veep was somehow spitting on the graves of British soldiers. That's not cricket. And it's a vile lie, but vile lies are their speciality. The London tabloids had a festival of onism over that one. Keir Starmer joined in, trying to leverage what little residual patriotism remains on that green and occupied land to bolster his cratering support. And J.D. Vance didn't say anything about their honored dead, and the critics cared about the honored dead as much as they cared about the little girls of the Third World Barbarians they imported that are being molested by the Third World Barbarian. They hate their own country, and most of the people now screaming about the honored dead never honored them in the first place. It was just last week that the Labour Party removed the portrait of Lord Horatio Nelson and replaced it with a drawing of some bitter, shrew feminist hack. The snoppy, floppy Brits don't love Britain. Like their wives, they're just faking it. And then, here we are, at home, with the non-stop carousel of stupidity. What are you supposed to, if you're a normal person, what do you make of Chris Murphy, who insists that Elon Musk is personally pillaging through people's social security numbers as if he needs the money? And they're constantly whining about laying off useless flunky, you know, federal flunkies. Never mind the fact that normal people out in the private sector who actually have to perform get laid off all the time, even if they perform. And, oh no, somebody who always wanted to be a park ranger can't be a park ranger, as if we're supposed to fund the dreams and desires of the randos, no matter, you know, whether we need their minimal contribution or not. I don't know if you've noticed this either. This is a really big tell here. I don't know if you've noticed how every single cut to any agency is the first step into a gigantic genocide. We haven't faced such peril since net neutrality, which we somehow, against all odds, seem to have survived pretty well. Sort of like, Y2K. Somebody came up with the term hostage puppy, where any kind of limitation on the metastasis of the government means the puppy's going to die. It's never the hog or the rat. It's always little Fido wagging his tail. How could we possibly be so heartless? Does this even work? Do normal people even pay attention to this? Well, we laugh at it. We see noted particle physicist and aspiring rapper Jasmine Crockett launch into yet another semi-illiterate tirade, and we just laugh. We know they're idiots. We're used to it. But what about the normal people when they saw this? Do they even react at all? Do they even see it? Most people have too much common sense to be on social media. They have a life. So they're not seeing the 24/7 parade of pinko weirdos, losers, and mutations insisting that Trump is about to come into their house and force them into their handmaiden outfits. We know normal people aren't reading newspapers because nobody is. Newspapers don't really exist anymore. Few developments over the last decade have been more satisfying than the ongoing collapse of the media. But the TV networks still exist, though I've never watched them. And that's not, I watch the video excerpts of the good parts, But, if they're doing some fluffy segment about a cute kangaroo rescue farm or talking dolphins. But most of the time, they're about feckless federal flunkies enraged that Trump is cutting them from the steam tables at the Golden Corral that is or was the United States Treasury. And you and I are immune to these pluckings on the heartstrings. And I think normal people are too. It's, you know, doesn't bother them. It's always the same. It's always tiresome. It's always dumb. Normal people just tune it out. They only pay attention when one of the 5 million NCIS shows comes on. But it comes down to this. It comes down simply to this. Our alleged betters aren't better than us. In fact, they're horrible. Our alleged betters are stupid, and they're boring, and they're ridiculous. Which makes me wonder if this is one of Donald Trump's superpowers. The ability to attract the dumbest enemies known to man. I'm not sure, but it sure looks it to me. Now, what Trump is showing the congressional Republicans is that offense is a winning strategy. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. When I put something on social media, it's probably going to be about the show or my dogs, because I have dogs again, or guns. But I don't do, you know, I'm not using it for personal use. I don't like it as a way to pass time, you know? Right up the road, they have lots of kids playing soccer. I'd rather watch that. Or get on my ham radio and talk about it. I know a lot of you went and got your first classes on that, by the way. But sometimes, in the early morning, when I start the process of getting ready to do this, while it's still dark, I fall down the rabbit hole. Now, there's no real way to get out there, and if you exist in an echo chamber, you're never going to know everything. You're never going to know all the things you need to know in order to get out there and do something educated when it comes to a point or anything like that. So you have to follow people that you disagree with. You have to find out what the other side is saying. And they say it all, no place louder than in these feeds. So, this morning, screaming from the headlines of X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, are the Bernie Sanders rallies from this weekend in Michigan and Wisconsin. Posters boasting videos with snarky captions like, look at the size of the crowd, look how long the line is to get in. Now, you know, he's not drawing as many people as Trump ever did. His crowd sizes were 4,000 and 8,000 respectively, both in extremely purple states. And Trump has held, still not held one, but two rallies in the blue state of New Jersey, where the attendance meter dropped 120,000. There's also a good amount of support that says Bernie's the only Democrat leader that's fighting, and lots of posts about the evil of Doge and Musk and the 12 people who protested Tesla yesterday. And you go to one of these protests and you see the protesters holding the flag upside down. Flying the flag upside down. Now, for me, I always go looking for the comments. It's not about the posts, it's about the comments. This is where you get to see the actual, you know, I get out there and say, this good, this bad, whatever it is, and then the comments come in. And there's always, you know, if somebody disagrees with me, as long as they don't go ad hominem or they don't say something that's, you know, sort of obscene or they start attacking people that are replying to them, I'll leave it up. And on platform after platform, Americans were calling out these ridiculous posts on real time. When some lie was posted about Trump abandoning Ukraine, someone was correcting it. When someone else would tell some lie about Musk firing veterans, there was a post saying, you misspelled woke generals. And beyond that, the commenters would begin listing actual facts, many of which are from the last Tuesday's address to Congress. Generally smart, on point, truthfully devastating to the embarrassing original poster. Musk ran a poll on X, this week, asking people's responses as to whether they agreed with Doge and its work thus far. The results were 89-11 in favor, with 39% saying very in favor. On Thursday, CNN reported on a poll asking a similar question, 79-18 in favor of Doge. The CNN anchor and correspondent were very upset and shocked over that one. Donald Trump has learned. He is an enormous student of his craft. In his first term, even with Russian hoaxes and a global pandemic and impeachments and other nonsensical wastes of the taxpayers' time and money, he accomplished more in 4 years than any president to date. And in his first 50 days of term two, he's on pace to shatter his first term's accomplishments. And his decision to go on the attack on behalf of the people of the USA against corruption, global imbalances and in trade and revenue and women's rights and expansion of American leadership globally and ending wars has given his opposition very much what turns out to be actual anxiety. Speaker of the energized and enormous crowd, Senator Sanders best attempted to take Trump down by standing behind a sign that said, "Fight oligarchy," which actually applies more to George Soros than to Elon Musk, and resorted to quoting the Founding Fathers and Abraham Lincoln. Meanwhile, with every cabinet head and department director undergoing thorough vetting and comb books, Trump's ability to stay on offense never goes off the clock. The American people see the inherent waste and abuse as it's being uncovered. They're staying on offense with the facts across the social media universe. And not dissimilarly, Musk stays on offense, digging deep into the areas the Democrats are trying to hide from him. Trump's on offense on international negotiations that will end wars and has already changed the global footprint. So right now, you should be staying vigilant and leaning forward because it's working. And just remember, thankfully, the other side believes that Bernie Sanders is the answer. Which, you know, does anybody know how old Bernie Sanders is? I mean, he's got 4 years from now to worry about. I don't know how old he is, nor do I care. Here's the thing. This is the thing about this, about what Trump's doing. Trump understands that the status quo is not going to accomplish anything. And he has come out hard. He's come out extremely aggressive. He's come out and he's saying to himself, okay, I got 4 years before I run out of gas with this one. I got 2 years that I can really be effective. So he's got it. See, he doesn't, you know, this is his second term. Okay, great. But his first term is interrupted by the four-year theft. So everything that he got to a point, he's now a little bit beyond, I think, where he was when he was out of office, when he first went out of office. So now he has to get back and start moving forward. He's regained all the ground that he lost before and then some. And with Doge, he's actually gaining ground in a lot of ways in that you guys are never going to forget this. Long after I'm done, everybody's going to remember how government wasted your money, how the Democrats took your money and rerouted it and took it. I mean, you're sitting around there going, well, when they're taking in all these trillions of dollars, how can we possibly be in debt? Well, because they're spending it willy-nilly and they're paying what they have to pay, but they're spending more than they take in. Remember, Eva Knievel said, I've made $5 million, I've managed to spend $6 million. I think that's pretty good. Yeah, well, somebody else's money, though, evil. Right now, though, every time you turn around, you got the Democrats protesting. And my biggest question is, who cares? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those of you that don't know, that's Cowboy Bebop. Yeah. That's jazz. With a Japanese twist. So, a lot of people like to watch the local news or watch all the news shows at the Talking Head shows on Sunday. Since I don't watch TV, I don't watch any of it. I do look at I look at the highlights and their views, though. But one of the reasons I don't watch it is because all you would see is left-wing propaganda designed to inspire the weak-minded to take to the streets over whatever the Democrats are upset about. And this past weekend, it was spending cuts in the Kennedy Center. First things first, spending cuts. Who cares? The local NBC station, wherever, and they're all the same, right? They're always very upset over federal employees losing their jobs, just like all Democrats are. Nobody ever asked the question, hey, man, were these jobs even necessary or useful? Did they do anything we needed? No discussions over that one at all. Is it redundant? Is it outdated? They simply don't care. Somebody's getting paid, and that's all that matters. None of this would fly in the private sector because private companies are paying for things with the money they earn, so they need to make sure that they don't waste any of it. And the government doesn't earn anything. It produces nothing. They sell nothing. It pays with money it takes or prints, and it can always take more or create more, so as though there's no limit to any of it. But there's also no need to concern yourself with running out of it, or if it's being spent on the best and most effective way, just print more, add another zero to the debt. Do you sit around at night losing sleep over the idea of a federal bureaucrat losing their job? A whole lot of talk going on here about a few thousand being let go and the impact on the community. Are the government bureaucrats now a community? Well, I guess so. But guess what? Welcome to the real world that everyone not employed by the government lives with. So hold on to your hats, government employees. I'm very sorry to admit this. I am. I try to manifest certain things that make me human, like empathy when somebody loses their job or sympathy when someone loses their job. But doing that means that I could be manipulated. So being sympathetic or empathetic can manipulate your behavior. And you have to make decisions in a very callous way. Then there's the Kennedy Center. And who cares? Unless you live in the area, the Kennedy Center is meaningless to you. We have our own here. We call it the Peace Center, and it's great. The Kennedy Center is a large event center where concerts and plays happen. You likely have, you know, we have the Peace Center here. I love the Peace Center. I love going to see the Nutcracker at the Peace Center. But what makes the Kennedy Center so special? Well, nothing but the name. And the Kennedy family's allegedly upset over the changes coming, but who cares? They don't pay for it, so their opinion should matter as much as what a guy named Tony McDonald thinks of the price of a Big Mac. Now, one of the things Trump did when he took over leadership of the center is cancel a bunch of left-wing nonsense that they were doing and that taxpayers were subsidizing, including a drag show. And then local media grabbed at their fake pearls and, you know, drag queens took to the streets. So by attacking drag and attempts to outlaw drag on local and national levels, Trump is simultaneously trying to outlaw trans people's very existence. It's coming from whatever NBC station was, you know, showing the drag queen whining. Nobody's trying to outlaw drag. You want to wear a dress? Knock yourself out. I'm not paying for it. And you don't get to do this in front of my children or my grandkids. Well, that'd be up to my son and my daughter-in-law, but you get what I'm saying. If you need it subsidized, that should tell you something. If you need to do it or anything even tangentially sexual in front of children, then that should tell everyone something about you. And there was a march and chants and speeches from a small crowd in front of the Kennedy Center, and the media dutifully covered it like it mattered and had wide support, but because it does in newsrooms and with Democrat leadership and, well, the rest of America, not so much. And the Democrats will take to the streets for anything except the drug addicts, the mentally ill and homeless people their policies have driven to the streets. If there's actually a left-wing cause that the government has no business being involved with or paying for, that faces the very same financial realities that those of us who live in the real America face. The left has a chant for that, too. It's always very amusing for me. It's exhausting to watch. No matter how funny their panic being forced to deal with a little bit of reality is. Here's a fact for you. Factoid. Okay? And it's a very good factoid. I like factoids. There are no safe spaces. Okay? Gun control isn't. Right? Language has been stolen. Normal people get manipulated by this, although some of the normal people have been paying attention to Doge. Doge is one of those things that has, it's like having a bucket of water, cold water, dumped on you when you're asleep. Instant awake. All these things combined, all this outrage combined. While they're all sitting around there, and they're protesting because they want you to think that you care about this. Now, I myself, whenever I see something that has to be subsidized, and it's something that nobody wants, it's something that nobody would go buy for themselves, like electric cars. Electric cars are going to be great one day. One day we're going to figure out. It's like the riddle of steel from Conan the Barbarian. We're going to figure out the riddle of the battery. When we figure out the battery, we're going to be in good shape. And And all these things that they've been trying to force down our throats will actually become affordable at that point. But until that time, if they have to subsidize it, and if this is not something you normally buy on your own, if you're not like dying to buy it, well, then that should tell you something right there. It should also tell you something if you, you know, if you go like, if you're taking a kid to the library, and all of a sudden you got a bunch of ninja balaclava wearing little kids out there, and they look like they have rifles, but most of them are LARPing. Some of them may have a real weapon or not, but they're guarding, the Antifa's there guarding the drag show that's taking part in the library. You can presume that they probably have other things on the shelves besides the Curious George books. Besides the, you know, the Nancy Hardy mysteries, you know, those kind of things. And if it has to be guarded to keep regular people from going in there and saying, "Dear God in heaven, what's going on in here?" Does anybody remember Divine? This was a male actor who dressed, he looked like a character from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, to be honest with you. But he was one of those, except he found a way to monetize it. But now, instead, you know, you had to go out there and search out the Divine stuff if you wanted to watch it. Now, of course, it's just they're trying to shove it down your throat. You got to go to all, you know, be sure to be on the right side. Not baklava, a balaclava. Baklava's isn't that a Greek? Isn't that a Greek pastry of some sort? I think it is. I think it is indeed. Now, you know it's bad when you've got a major news network shutting down their polling. They're polling off. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. See, I've been wondering. I didn't know this. I did not know that ABC News owned the pollster 538. And they're shutting it down. and, it, you know, I remember their claim that former Vice President Kamala Harris stood a better chance than now President, once again, Donald Trump in November's election. And the shutdown shows that legacy media, which has always inaccurately boasted and boosted perceived control for Democrats, are finally losing control. Just before the election, 538 claimed Harris stood a 50% chance of winning to Trump's 49%. Said polls were more frequently polled, but less well-regarded firms had shown a more of a Trump-leaning race but shifted toward Harris before the election. See, this was taking... this was trying to play this game that I've long, you know, the exit polls. I've always hated exit polls. They claim Trump stood a 29% chance of winning the national popular vote against Harris's 71%. They also claim Trump had a meager 1% chance of winning in a landslide of more than 350 electoral votes. So, well, turned out that those predictions weren't very good. While Trump didn't technically win in a landslide by the polling site standards, he won the Electoral College 312 to 226, winning all seven swing states, flipping six that went to former President Joe Biden 2020. He also won the national popular vote with 49.9% to Harris's 48.4, becoming the first Republican president to win the popular vote in 20 years. Sean Davis got out there on X, said, "Worth remembering this in light of 538, another left-wing propaganda polling outfit getting shut down by ABC." And then it's a screen grab of what they put up there. New York Times, they got out there and they were quoting. Nate Silver. You've heard me talk about Nate Silver. I've talked about him a bit. The founder and former lead editor of 538 even suggested Harris could turn Florida blue, giving her a 21% chance of winning the state. A 1 in 5 chance isn't bad, but it isn't great either. And another X user said Trump would win Florida by a minimum of 8 points. Silver had to, he said to stop huffing the Twitter vibes. I said, dude, you got to stop huffing the Twitter vibes. How much money are you willing to bet on a Trump 8-point spread? He said he put up $100,000. He said, have your lawyer draw up the contract. But if they actually did bet, Trump won Florida by 13 points. Oh, no. They also run a presidential approval rating, which had steadily been decreasing in support for Trump since his inauguration, with disapproval overtaking approval for the first time on March 4th. And other pollsters agree the numbers have narrowed since inauguration, but according to Real Clear Politics, they've stabilized with a 48.9% approval with 47.5% disapproval. And RCP have shown themselves far more reliable than legacy pollsters like 538. They similarly placed, they also had Harris as leading Trump, but only by 0.1%, and its no toss-up electoral map showed Trump winning 5 of 7 swing states. Ahead of the election, the New York Times ran a hit piece against the site for making that prediction, which turned out to be conservative, claiming it used low-quality polls. Oh, well. The New York Times shouldn't be judging too much of nothing. It placed Harris ahead of Trump by 1% and predicted she would win 2 of the 7 swing states with the candidates in a dead heat in 3 others. And the site read, Harris could easily prevail if the polls are underestimating her, and Trump could win if the polls were underestimating him even slightly. what kind of a decision is that? Harris could easily prevail if the polls under... So if Harris wins, she could easily win. That's what that's saying. Trump could win if the polls... You know, he could win if he gets the most. And they said both of those. I mean, how could they not come... Hey, listen. You know, I sit here and I try to develop facts and I try to develop material and all this other stuff. And then these guys are out there and they're putting out statements like Harris could easily prevail if the polls are underestimating her. No kidding. Then they say Trump could win if the polls are underestimating him even slightly. Okay. Well, I sit here and I don't understand these guys. I guess this is why they got shut down. Molly Hemingway at Federalist, she wrote, seems as if 538 is being shut down because the polling games and information operations they long played on behalf of Democrats are no longer as effective as they need to be to justify their existence. So what about them losing their jobs? They're going to have to find a way to pay for their child care somewhere else. I wonder how many children Nate Silver has. What this shows is as the legacy media loses their credibility, they're losing their ability to lie to you. And if they can't lie to you anymore, then they're losing their purpose and their reason for existing. So as they shut these other guys down, well, just look in the mirror, friends. Coming up next, it is the Charlie James Show. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.